Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, guys, I was reading in God's Word, the Bible, and I just came across something that just my goodness, just gripped me. But you know that, you know, when Abraham and his nephew, they parted ways, and Lot was in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. God was getting ready to destroy that city, and so much so that since a couple of angels down there are saying, you know, Lot, you got to get out.
Time to go.
You got to get out of here.
Pack your bags.
Pack your bags and head out of Dodge. So Lot starts talking to his family. He starts talking to the son-in-laws that were pledged to be married to his daughters. And the Word of God says that his son-in-laws thought he was joking. Like, they just laughed at the warning. They just thought he was joking. Mm-hmm. So the next verse of Scripture says that with the coming of the dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry!" Exclamation point. Hurry. Take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you'll be swept away when the city is punished. And then in verse 16, this is of chapter 19, says, When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and of his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. Mm. And it's like, wow. Let me tell you something. If God's telling you to move, God's telling you to do something, God's telling you to tell somebody something, if God's telling you anything, you want to move
quickly
when God's telling you to move. Mm-hmm. You want to move when God's saying it. I mean, it's like, Lot, dude, two angels are standing in front of you telling you, dude, we're about to wreak havoc up in this place. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out of Dodge. Mm-hmm. And you think about, he said, hurry. Hurry. And my goodness, where's the urgency, right? It's God speaking to respond. And so the angel took his hand, his wife's, his daughter's, just let's go.
Right, right.
God had mercy. And I'm telling you that God's mercy, we talked about it in the first hour, can't take God's mercy for granted. Mm-mm. You can't just take God's mercy and just throw it away side and just say, okay, let me just contemplate on your mercy. Mm-hmm. When God speaks, there's an urgency to respond to him speaking, and you got to move with God. And you think about if there was any more hesitation, I mean, Lot hesitated. And if there was any more hesitation, it could have been all over for them. Mm-hmm. And even as they're fleeing, the angel's saying, flee for your lives. Don't look back. Don't stop anywhere on the plane. Right. Flee. You know what I'm saying? Don't just get out of here. Just don't even look back. And Lot's wife, you know, she had something in her heart. You know, she looked back.
Yeah.
And she looked back, mm-hmm. and you know, your head is never going to accept or understand what God's telling you to your spirit. I mean, we mm-hmm. talked about in, you know, last week where Abraham and Sarah, you know, God spoke to them. God spoke to Abraham actually, mm-hmm. and Sarah was figuring in her mind how to bring to pass what God said he was going to do with Abraham.
Exactly.
God said, Abraham, I'm going to make you descendants of, you know, as numerous as the sands in the seashore and as numerous as the stars in the sky. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do this. And because some time went by, I believe it was about 10 years, Sarah thought, well, you know what? I guess I need to make this and help God out and bring this thing to pass. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't need any help. I think this was my plan, my idea.
Right.
This is Genesis 16. It says she concocts this idea about Hagar, and all of a sudden they're birthing, you know, plans and children that did not start in the heart of God.
Right.
And we'll talk about this today about, you know, we need to have plans that start in the heart of God, not plans that start in the heads of men. Mm-hmm. Big difference.
Important. Yeah, big difference.
Plans that start in the heart of God must be done with God's heart, not with our head. And I just think about Lot, and I think about, you know, the connection with all of this is saying, dude, God's speaking. God speaking, you got to respond in your spirit. You can't respond in your head. And if you start to thinking and hesitation is like all that, it's all of that is about, you know, trying to figure it out. And sometimes we have a setting, you know, you come to realize it's probably pride, and it is pride. Sometimes if you're just so used to moving in pride or moving into that area of just everything has to make sense and figure out, you just miss that the whole simple part of humility is like, you know, a lot had to think about, well, I didn't get here on my own. You know what I'm saying? If you took credit for all of that, then he has to think about it. But if you realize that he got into that area because God just allowed him and pointed him in that area and you're in that area now, you know, and God blessed it, what are you thinking? Just do. Just listen to what God's saying.
Exactly. That's so good.
Yeah, it's just move and step with God.
Amen.
You know, step with God and don't hesitate because God's speaking. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.